Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. The President's Cancer Panel recommends foods produced without toxic, persistent pesticides and chemical fertilizers. We couldn't agree more. That's why Stonyfield yogurt is always organic yogurt.
Now, there's a fly-by-night bird that perhaps you should give a hoot about. Mary McCann of Bird Note has a word to the wise.
We often think of spring as the nesting season for birds. But great horned owls nest in winter because young owls take a long time to grow up. This pair occupies a large stick nest in a tall cottonwood, a nest that red-tailed hawks built last year. The female great horned owl, which outweighs the male by a third, incubated her eggs for a full month, never leaving the nest. The male owl hunted for both. When the eggs hatched, the downy owlets were the size of newborn chickens. The male remained the sole provider for another 2 weeks until the young put on a second set of down feathers. Now, the young can be left alone while both adult great horned owls resume hunting at twilight. From elevated perches, they plunge with silent wings into prey below. They take mice, rabbits, and opossums, ducks and crows, even skunks and young raccoons. The young owls will remain with their parents for several months, and because the cycle started in winter, the young will have an abundance of prey when they are finally on their own. I'm Mary McCann.
To see some photos of great horned owls, swoop on over to our website, loe.org. Coming up, urban deforestation leaves U.S. cities with fewer trees and us with problems.
They clean the air, they help clean the water by intercepting water and reducing runoff. They take in carbon dioxide. If they shade buildings and reduce air temperatures in cities, it has huge impacts on energy use.
But America's hardworking city trees are in trouble. That next, so stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for Living on Earth comes from the Grantham Foundation for the Protection of the Environment, supporting strategic communications and collaboration in solving the world's most pressing environmental problems. The Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation and Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.